Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to a kingdom call. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A kingdom call because it is kingdom time. Hallelujah. God bless you. We are, as always, excited to be on the line, to be in the airwaves, to connect with the saints. Hallelujah. To connect with our brothers and sisters. It is an awesome opportunity. So God bless you. Thank you for joining. I am Elder Jordan, and this is a kingdom call because it is truly kingdom time. Amen. It is time for us to come out of the four corners, the four walls of our churches, and do work for the Lord in the kingdom. Amen. That is going everywhere that the doors are open for us. Hallelujah. And so we are excited and glad to be a part of the kingdom. Amen. Not a part of church work, not a part of religion, but a part of the kingdom. Somebody need to be excited about the kingdom of God. God bless you. It's Wednesday night, and we are here. Tonight, first, let me just share this, that this will be our last broadcast on Block Talk Radio. It has been an awesome, awesome time that we've been able to be on. Wednesday nights at 9:30 has been some powerful moments with God and with our listeners, and we have been grateful to share this time with you from 9:30 every Wednesday. We are hoping and praying that you will stay connected with us even as we leave Block Talk. At this time, you will still stay connected with our ministry and with what we are doing. We are meeting once a week at our headquarters, which is in Mesquite on 3213 Highway 30. We have our Kingdom Call prayer time on Monday nights, and we're doing things as the Lord leads and opens the door ministry-wise all the time. So I am hoping that you will stay connected, not just from the broadcast, but with the work that God has called us to do. We need you, and you are a blessing to us. So we are hoping and praying that you will stay connected. Block Talk Granny's Place has been a blessing, and I want to give my greatest gratitude and appreciation for them allowing room for Linda Jordan Ministries to come on and for Kingdom Call to be a part of their broadcast. We'll stay connected and listening. We're giving room for others to come forth and be a blessing to the people of God as well. Well, the other part that I wanted to share was about our talk tonight. We know that we are embarking upon what the world call Halloween, and as we are a part of the world, we're not of the world, we certainly want to inquire and talk about and get wisdom on how the Christian should respond. What do we do during this time, this day that has been set aside, and it is almost as popular as Christmas? It certainly has far exceeded Easter, and almost, from the statistics, Christmas. So what do we do? What do we do during this time? And so that's what we want to talk about, Halloween. How do Christians celebrate Halloween? What should the saints do during the Halloween season? Amen.
Nothing.
So we want to talk about that. We will have our lines are open and they are live. So we would ask that you would be mindful of your background noise, and we'll have you to come forth and share. We're just going to talk about it, see what the word says, and to get some insight. We do have children who are innocent. We do have young teenagers. We have the little toddlers, and what seem to be so innocent. Is it really innocent? Is it really an innocent act? So we want to just kind of dive into that, bring some light, and offer some other resources, because as saints, we want to always let our light shine. Amen? So before we enter in, we do want to share the happenings for the ministry and want our listeners to know what we're doing so you can be a part of it. So we'll pause and allow Sister Monica to come forth and give the happenings of the ministry. Are you there?
Amen. It is definitely kingdom time. We are so excited about our Monday evening prayer at 9:30, the Kingdom Call. This is the International Intercessory Prayer Network. We meet at 9:30 every Monday evening. To join us, you may dial 218-936-6142. That's 218-936-6142. And the passcode is 772937, 772937. This is an open prayer line, and everyone is encouraged to pray along with us. Each third Sunday evening, the ministry ministers to the women of Luce Garrett Jail. We're still in need of new and used Bibles. So if you have new and used Bibles or you would like to donate to this effort, please let us know. Also, you may send your prayer request to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. Please join us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, Linda Jordan Ministries, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Coming up on our calendar this Friday, midnight, we have our midnight prayer watch at the Goodwill Baptist Church. The address is 516 North Jim Miller Road. That's 516 North Jim Miller Road. The zip code is 75217. This is in Dallas. Again, that's this Friday at midnight, from midnight to 3 a.m. We will be having our midnight prayer watch. Amen. Coming up on October 31st, from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the First Free Will Baptist Church, there will be Mind, Body, and Soul Health Fair. You're encouraged to come and take part in all the happenings that will be going on that day. The address is 1415 Wheatland Road, 1415 Wheatland Road in Duncanville, 75216. And this is being presented by Grand Place Ministries. Also coming up, November 7th and 14th, we'll be going out in the Pleasant Grove community to evangelize and let the people know that we will be there on the November 21st for our annual Thanksgiving feast and celebration. Again, that's November 7th and the 14th. We'll be meeting to go out and evangelize in the community to let the people know that we will be there on the 21st. If you would like to partner with us on those 2 days, please let us know as soon as possible, and we'll get you more information. We will meet at the Goodwill Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. On November 21st at 2 p.m., we will kick off the annual Thanksgiving feast and celebration. Again, that's November 21st, beginning at 2 o'clock p.m., at the Goodwill Baptist Church. We will be kicking off the annual Thanksgiving feast and celebration. We are accepting your donations of non-perishable goods. Also, your donations are also tax deductible. However you choose to donate, we ask that you would do so. Either if you're making a monetary donation, you can go to lindajordanministries.com. And you may donate through PayPal. PayPal does deduct a 3% processing fee. Also, you may send your donations to P.O. Box 852-501. P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. And we will also pick up donations. So please let us know as soon as possible. You may call us at 972-741-8207. Or you can send us an email and let us know that you would like to make a donation. Also, we just want to encourage you, each Wednesday at noon, we have Midday Fire. This is 30 minutes of prayer intercession to keep you fired up and energized to complete your task. So dial in, connect, and receive. And the number is the same as our Monday Night Intercessory Prayer Network call. It's 218-936-6142, and the access code is 772937. Coming up on December the 12th, we have our Christmas celebration with the elderly at the Edgewood Manor Senior Apartment Community in South Dallas. You will also have an opportunity to donate as well for this event and let our seniors know that we love and care about them and we haven't forgot about them as well. These are our happenings. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord and God to bless you. Thank you for sharing the happenings of what God is allowing us to do. And I want to just encourage our listeners to support what we're doing, become a part of it, and to even share it with others. Oftentimes people enjoy and look forward to supporting and being a blessing to others, but a lot of times they don't know of organizations or ministries that are doing anything. And so we are doing, we are busy, and we are being a blessing. So share it with your coworkers, with your family. I know a ministry that does outreach and being a blessing. Would you like to support and be a blessing along with them? Amen. So we have our Thanksgiving coming up, which is a big project, and we certainly need your help and your support, your money, hallelujah, and you. We need volunteers. We need workers. We need people that's full of God's love to help us be a blessing to the people in the Pleasant Grove community. And we don't want to forget our widows and the seniors as we celebrate the birth of Christ with them. And your effort in helping us be a blessing to the seniors is greatly appreciated. And as Sister Monica mentioned, we are always open in our prayer room on Monday nights. We would be grateful to have you to connect with prayer. Is power in prayer, is strength in numbers, and we walk by faith and believe God. Amen. And then on Friday, that's this Friday, Halloween Eve. Amen. I just believe that the saints need to be praying because the witches and the warlocks are going to be busy. So why would we be relaxing? Why would we be comfortable? Why would we sit back on the days and the nights that the witches and the warlocks would be at their peak? We need to be at our peak, amen? And so I want to invite and encourage you to join us at Goodwill Baptist Church, 516 North Jim Miller Road, at midnight on this Friday night. Amen. If you have children, you can bring your children. Amen. You can bring your children. We are okay with your children being with us. So you can bring your children. We just want to be found on the wall. Amen. Standing in the gap and covering our children as we continue to go forth in the power of Jesus Christ. So, and if you are not in the Dallas area, we will have our prayer room open where you're able to dial in and connect. And we also would love to have prayer hubs wherever you are, that you would open up a place and have some intercessors, some warriors, people that believe in prayer, to come together and pray for an hour or so. And we're asking that to be done on Halloween Eve, hallelujah, on the night before this celebration is taking place. So please email me, text me, reach out to me, and let's get that coordinated so that you can be a designated prayer hub on that night. Amen? Hello? Amen.
Hello.
Amen. All right. Thank
God bless you.
So God bless you. Did everyone hear me?
This is Minister Wanda Sims. God bless you.
Amen. Good to hear you, woman of God. God to bless you, sweetie.
Yes,
I don't know if what I was sharing was heard or not.
I heard everything.
Okay.
Yes,
I was able to hear everything. All right. So it was very quiet, which is good, but...
I had it muted, but...
Okay.
Just give honor to God and thank and praise God. Yes.
Amen. Well, everyone is live, so can I get you to shout hallelujah so I can hear you?
Hallelujah!
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 Amen. And the reason why I'm doing the spot check is because we're going to talk about Halloween. We want to just kind of talk about this and how we can encourage the saints and our families and our new believers and those that seem to think that they just have to be involved in this activity or holiday, that they really don't, and it's okay. So we want to talk about this night that is called Halloween and how we can encourage the body of Christ and encourage our children that it's okay to bypass this as we celebrate so many other wonderful holidays. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you again. And so, as I had stated, we're talking today about Halloween. And we all know, most of us, I'm sure, know how it was birthed, how Halloween came about. It was actually, it's funny how Halloween actually came about, started with All Saints Day. And that All Saints Day was actually designated on November the 1st, but they had the night before called All Hallows Eve, and from that, when you pull it all together, All Hallows Eve, if you drop the all, then the sun, you have hollow. Then if you take the V and the N out of evening, you have Halloween. So, just on a play of words, they came up with that, but it was derived from, first of all, honoring and recognizing the saints. But then, of course, the enemy always comes in and tries to, take away pollute what God does. When you do the history of it, it really started under Baal, which is a goddess. And so we have to be real careful at what we do and in what vein it's done in. Before the church gave name to the evening, before All Saints Day, it was a celebration to remember the saints and the martyred saints. So it was celebrated in a good way, but then when we take our eyes off of what is giving God glory, then that opens the door for the flesh to be pumped up. And so we're now looking at man. And so we don't want to do that. We want to keep our eyes on Christ. But that's how that started. And so I was doing some other research. I know that, you know, it is a paganism time, turning to Satanism, worshiping the world of darkness, glorifying things of the world rather than, and everything being done at dusk, dawn, you know, when it's starting to get dark. Has anyone did any research on this Halloween, All Saints and Halloween?
Well, actually, I have done some extensive research. Elder Jordan, this is Minister Wanda. I have if I can share just a testimony.
Sure.
I've been saved now for going on 22 years. And when God saved me, I was given some information about Halloween and the doing the research and finding out how even before it was indoctrinated into the church, it really came out of it was the Day of the Dead. And it was a festival, like you said, celebrate the where they sacrifice animals and fruits and vegetables. And the testimony I have, even just to encourage anybody on the line, my youngest daughters are 23 years old, and they have never celebrated Halloween. And my daughter told me just recently. Now, I used to celebrate it, but, you know, we come out of darkness into the light. And so once came into the light, I'm a mother of five children. And my oldest daughter remembered how celebrating it. But to get to the testimony, my youngest three daughters never celebrated. And I remember them coming up, and I would tell them, I sat them down. And I explained to them where it came from. I said, "This is what I used to tell them. It's the devil's birthday." I said, "And guess what the people give him for his birthday? They sacrifice." And the girl really stuck to that. And my daughter just said to me yesterday, she says, "Mama, I'm so glad." She says, "I never missed out on anything. I don't have a problem with it." And she doesn't celebrate it to this day. But even with the schools, you know, and I know that it's hard for if there's any young mothers on the call, you don't have to give your children an alternative to that day. You teach your children the truth. We don't have to cover it up because that's the whole purpose of it being covered up with the candy and the mask. We have to teach our children the truth behind this vicious holiday or what they call a holiday. It has nothing to do with the church. I mean, people are being sacrificed even in 2015, and it's all covered up. And I can remember when your candy had to go through the X-ray machine, you know, and any time that you have to put the candy through the x-ray machine to make sure no one put a needle in it or put poison on it. You know, and we just
right.
have to tell our children what it's all about, and they're not missing out on anything. We never, they didn't celebrate it. I didn't dress them up. And if I had to keep them out of school, I would keep them at home with me. But for the most mm-hmm. part, they went to school, and they would be worship. They would minister to their classmates. We don't celebrate
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to encourage anyone who's on the call who is a Christian, and if you're battling with that, whether to allow your children to dress up for this day, no, they can play dress up any other time, but not that day. I wouldn't even buy candy. I didn't have my kids at home. We did, matter of fact, we would have Bible study on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell them exactly mm-hmm. what it was all about. It was just that simple.
Amen.
And I thank and praise God. I thank and praise God. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And I have that, my, like
Amen.
I said, I have my daughters as testimony. 23 years old, never celebrated. And they sit there not
Amen.
Missing out on a thing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you for that. I had this lady inbox me or email me, and she says, my family does not celebrate it or participate in it. We do not believe that our children, just what you said, are missing out, and neither do they. Other days are used for costumes and parties. Happily, all our children have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We have found that Halloween provides an excellent time to remind our children that as Christians, we are different and not
yes.
of the world. Amen.
Amen. I like that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo,
that is a good reminder. One of the things that I had remembered when I had did some study, you know, when I was really working with the children's ministry at church to let them know, I was reminded of what they did back then, and why they did the pumpkin, why they carved the pumpkin and put a light in it. And that was to ward off evil spirits, is what they
yeah.
call. And yeah. And then for them to wear the mask and the costume that looks like monsters and aliens and all of that,
yeah.
that is to keep the spirits that are running loose
mm-hmm.
from coming up on you.
Yeah.
You look like them, so you know you're right with them. So that would be like a deterrent for
yes.
that spirit coming against you. They called it the wandering spirits. When you wore the costumes, you looked like those wandering spirits, and that would ward them off. So, and when I'm looking and thinking about these things, the evil spirits with the candles and dressing up like you so that, you know that I'm a part of you, all of that is deception, all of it is lies, and that is not what Christians should find themselves wanting to be a part of. And it reminds me of the word diva when I did that teaching on diva. See, when we don't know the root or the depth or where things originated or generated, where it came from, but we just grab a hold to it because it looks good and it sounds good and it may be fun, We give ourselves a disservice because we open ourselves up for more demonic, for more opposition, for more negative things than good because we are participating and we don't know how to cover ourselves because we don't know what it's all about. And when we get involved, and, you know, when you know better, you do better because I have trick-or-treated. I've done that. But we did it under the theme of course, just having fun. And we never really did the evil costumes, but it's the, you know, trying to give your children, you know, that opportunity to have some fun. But it really isn't having fun when you're delving into the demonic, because this
Amen.
Is considered
Amen.
Satan. Satanist,
yes.
Satanist,
yes.
You know, satanic, demonic, a lot of witchcraft. And that is another reason why we're going to be praying on Halloween Eve, because this is really real. And it's even
yes,
more
it is.
Prevalent now when we have so many cults and occults that are trying to adapt people into their organization, having them doing these different rituals, and like you had said, sister, the shedding of the blood, you know, and exchanging
yeah.
blood. Somebody got to die. Somebody has
Ooh,
to be
yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Blood
Ooh,
has to be shed. You know,
yeah.
and we don't need to get involved with any. We don't need to even open the door to it. And when we, you know, another thing that I look at, and we just have to learn to take a stand, and there is other ways that your children can, you know, is what we say to them, is what you explained it to them. The lady who inboxed me, you know, this is the time that we remind our children that we are different. We're different, you know. And with that, it reminded me of how the Jehovah's Witnesses, they have children.
That's right. Yes.
They have children. And that's a big organization. That's a huge organization. And they don't celebrate anything.
No,
and their
they
children
don't.
Are just as happy. And you know, it's what you say you're going to do. But see, it also goes back to what you are taught. See, when you go into that religion, when you go into that denomination with them, they begin to teach you from day one.
Yeah.
They begin to teach you about what they believe. And so you have something to stand on. What about us, the saints? We have to start teaching, you know, so that when different things come up, different holidays or different events or different happenings are going on that is contrary, glory to God, to our belief,
mm-hmm.
we're okay with it. Nope, I'm not doing that because I don't do that. You know, the
I
others
agree with you,
will be
Brother
quick
Jordan.
To, amen, they're quick
amen.
To tell you. I have one of the kids today boldly stood up. He was telling me that he was learning Hebrew, but I'm not a Christian. And he boldly said he wasn't a Christian.
Mm.
And he had no problem with it. And I'm saying that to say that we have to be okay in taking a stand for what
yes.
we believe in, and then we have to know why. We take this stand. Why we believe
oh,
in it?
Thank you.
The Bible says that we are to have no place with darkness. Why does everything
yeah.
have to be in the dark? Why
Amen.
Do you have to hide behind mask? Why does it have to be a trick? Why can't it just be a treat? You know, Why do you want to trick me? Why do you want to frighten me? That's not love. That's not God. And that's not fun. That's evil.
Yes, it is.
All right.
I didn't want to monopolize it. Yes, I'm just in total agreement with everything that you're saying, and I just think that we have to take a bold stand, just to piggyback off what you said, and again, thinking about my own girls, because I explained to them why, you know, why
right.
we didn't celebrate it. That's the key right there. Children will respect and agree if we give them the right answer. And I didn't sugarcoat it, you know.
Right.
And everything you said, I totally agree, you know.
It is
darkness.
And
God said for us to be in the world, but not of the world, you know. And
that's
I just,
right.
you know, and we don't participate in the worldly events. But not only that, really explaining to them that root. I said, out of all
right.
the other holidays, this is an evil holiday.
It's an evil holiday.
And witchcraft, magic, all kind of things are going on. Just the spirit of terror, like you just brought up the spirit of terror and how that's originating even from the Canaanites. And they bring on that spirit of terrorism to people. And it just comes from all the way back.
Yes.
Woo, glory to God.
And that's why it's such a strong hold. Don't play with the Holy Ghost.
Come on
because
now.
It comes from years and years and years. And that's why we have it hard to break this, you know.
Yes.
But nothing is too hard for God. Glory to God.
That's it.
Nothing is too hard for the believers, you know.
And he's
They, you know, people celebrate, you know, they do what they do, but what about the believers? You know, we have to counteract what they do with who we are. Amen?
Yes.
And I had mentioned before about our prayer watch that we're doing. And see, it's another thing. They'll be doing this, and those satanic believers and those which people that believe in witchcraft, and they will be diligently doing what they do.
Yeah.
And
yes,
most
do.
Of us will be diligently doing what we do, and that's relaxing, sitting, instead of somewhere interceding, binding, and praying.
That's it.
We won't be doing that. You know, we won't do that. But that is the time that we should really be doing what
that's
God
right.
has called us to do, and that's pray. Pray.
Yes.
Pray.
Yes.
Bind up the spirit of wickedness that is so
yes.
rapid, you know, and
yes.
it starts so early. You know, kids finding guns that thought they were toy guns, just so easily to have access to it, and they're actually real guns, and you get in a rage and lose your mind. What is that? A demonic spirit, and you shoot
yeah.
someone at an early age. Your life is gone, and someone else is too, because you're locked up, and you've taken a life. You know, when we can pray and intercede, I just believe that we can intercept some of this that's going on, and some of it wouldn't go on if we was in our rightful place on the wall. Does anybody want anything to share with this? How should we celebrate? What should we do? Anyone else?
Amen. I agree that the saints should be on the wall.
Amen.
You know, this is a time that, you know, for some reason, saints don't believe that the enemy is real. They don't believe that spirits and demons and stuff is real. They don't believe it. They don't believe witchcraft is real. Oh, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in this. You know, and if I don't believe in it, then it can't happen to me. Well, I'm sorry to have to tell you, but it speaks about it in the Bible, you know.
Right.
Spirits have to have a body. So if we're not guarding ourselves against these spirits, we will be accessible to them, you know. And we have to learn how to guard ourselves. You know, it's in the Word. The Word talks about it plain and simple. It's in the Word. And so to be in an atmosphere of prayer, I believe it's going to be powerful. And I do believe
Amen.
That when the saints come together in prayer, we can tear some things down. We can stop
Hallelujah.
Some things from happening. And I just believe that with my whole heart. So I'm excited about our prayer walk this Friday and what God
Amen.
Is going to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That, you know, the power of prayer cannot be beat. I mean, there's nothing that more greater of a weapon that we can use other than praying. And I was looking at when you think about Halloween and all that it represents, see, it represents everything that is against God. Nothing that is under the umbrella of Halloween represents God. Now, we try to lighten it up by allowing Hallelujah Night, and we dress up as Bible characters, which is good, but we don't want to compromise that at all. You know, it's not a day that we celebrate. We can use it to turn it around, to become more empowered
yeah.
about how we can come against it.
Mm-hmm.
But compromising, giving in, going out, you know, letting our children go out, that type of compromising, we shouldn't. And I look again to different families that are under different religions that don't celebrate certain holidays, and how they're able to do it, and there's not a problem. It's because they were adamant, because
mm-hmm.
they meant it, because from whenever, you know, they change their mind, maybe even in the middle of the kids coming from adolescent to preteen, you know, something that they had been accustomed to doing. But guess what? We've come out of darkness. We're in light
mm-hmm.
now, and we're not
mm-hmm.
going to be hanging around darkness. We're not
mm-hmm.
participating. We're not a part of it. You know, let's look at, let me go even further to explain it, and hold your hope.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have anything to bring to us? I have a scripture, and it's Ephesians that says, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. That, you know, painting dark, doing it at night and all of that. We cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devil. My God. So choose you this day who you will serve. Anyone have anything to share? Anyone else? How do you think? What do you think as believers? How should we celebrate Halloween? How should we look at Halloween? Anyone? Hallelujah. You're on the air. It's live. You can just speak. I'm going to do a mic check. Hallelujah. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So we have some people there. They just don't want to comment. We just no commenting. We're not going to sit around the table and talk. Do you think the saints should allow their children to go out and trick-or-treat. Can anyone answer that for me?
This is your cousin, Betty. How you doing?
Hey, great. Good to hear you.
And I just want to comment that, you know, over the years you see Halloween and how it's played out. And I can share what I have seen. And I have a business, and a lot of times the children come into the business, and I'm just so upset at what I see with my own two eyes. It's really been downgraded. I mean, you talk about the costumes and the things that people purchase, but I'm seeing things on a level much different. It's as if they come out of the house as they are. They pull the pillowcase off the bed they're sleeping on. And it's very disheartening, and it's gone to a level that's a little scary, that children are allowed to be out to wander in the streets alone. There are not any parents or chaperones with these children. And so it's become a very dangerous thing from what I have seen. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's so much different from what it used to be. But again, we've all learned that it is not a time for saints or their children to be out and about in the world. So I agree with you 100%. But it's those people that don't have the Lord in their lives, and it seems that, you know, things are running kind of rampant, and we seem like a particular kind of people because we don't want to partake of these things. Halloween has become one of the biggest holidays on the planet.
Yes.
People spend more money for Halloween than they do for Christmas.
Yeah.
And so this has been pushed on us by the media. And I heard the minister talk about how she's educating her children so that they understand why we shouldn't be celebrating Halloween. And they will take that message and pass it on to their friends and even to their own children. So it's so important that we as Christians remain in our traditions and continue to confess what we believe through Jesus Christ about this particular day. But I think that we have to be diligent in sharing this information with as many people as we can. Praise God.
Absolutely.
Praise God.
Absolutely.
And I would like to say
Amen.
Something, too. Amen. I really, this is, of course, again, Minister Wanda. I think also we need to challenge our churches. When my girls were coming up, you mentioned Hallelujah Party, and I remember back in 96, 97, and they had a Hallelujah Party at the church. And the girls was like, well, Mommy, they're having a party at the church. You know, and I explained to them again, even though
That's
they're having
good.
It at the church, we don't celebrate it. Well, aren't they Christians too? And that's I think even now is so important now. I was at church on this past Sunday, and they said, oh, they put it up on the screens. They're having trick or trunk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my God, I said, Lord, in the church, Holy Ghost feel, tongue talking, and still there is, it seems to be a conscious seeredness when it comes down to this day.
Right.
They're celebrating.
And see, the thing is, and that's why I was saying that we have to not just accept or get excited from the fluff of it. You know, we have to go to the root of it. where this was generated, where did it come from? How was it, where did it stem? Where did it begin? And look at that and see, am I carrying on something that really was birthed out of a wicked place with worshiping God? No. Dealing with witchcraft. No. That doesn't bring God glory. And that opens a door for me, even if it is not being activated. Come on now.
Ooh, come on now.
But the door is still being open.
Yes.
And if I don't learn about what all of this is about, this spirit has, I have come open to it. And
as I
grow and as I get involved in other things that's dealing with darkness, then this thing is being escalated in me. This thing is swelling up. This thing is getting stronger in me. And then I want to, go to see the palm reader. And then do the Ouija board. It begins to breed in you. Come on here. And then we open ourselves up for other demonic things we're not really diverse or acknowledged knowledgeable about a lot of the things in the darkness, the things of the occult, the things of the demonic. We don't know that that's what's brewing in us. So we keep doing it, and then we're led to do something else, and all of it is leading us into the spirit of darkness.
Yeah.
And the further we go, and our children, and even us when we were younger, thank God we came out of it. But some didn't. Some are still in it. And that's why I say we have to take the time to dig deeper and not just settle for what we hear with the commercials and what we conjure up ourselves to appease our church or to appease our kids or to keep them from being angry or upset with us. We have to get to the root of it. We have to understand, and that way we'll have more of a confidence to say no. It is a pagan god. It's paganism. We don't dwell with that. We have to know. We have to know. And even if you don't even dig that deep, when you look at Halloween, the haunted house, skeleton with blood and monster, all of that gives you an eerie feeling, that's nothing that the body of Christ, the children of God, want to deal with. James says, keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Amen.
Yes.
Keep yourself from being polluted. See, that's why the Bible says that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Be ye separated so you're not polluted by the things of the world. Amen.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians says, test everything and hold on to the good, but avoid every kind of evil. We don't need to participate with that. It's evil. Amen. Does anyone else have anything to share? I appreciate Sister Wanda and Sister Betty, my cousin, and Sister Monica and the rest of our listeners. I see that we have a good amount of listeners tonight. So did you want to share your thoughts or anything from our topic tonight? Hallelujah. Do we have any prayer requests before we end the line? Again, want to let you know that tonight will be the end of our broadcast on Granny's Place. It's been an awesome, awesome time that we've been, a year. Hallelujah. And you have helped us to stay. But because we believe in the power of prayer, amen, want to ask if there are any prayer requests or if there are testimonies to share with us on tonight. We certainly want to come in agreement with you for whatever you may be believing God for. We certainly believe in the power of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there anyone? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, remember us. Remember our prayer watch Friday night. Again, if you're not in the Metroplex and you want to be found praying, we will have the Kingdom Call prayer room open so that you could be standing in the gap. Amen. Coming against what the enemy is trying to do. When we can come together as the United Front, we just know that heaven is moving on our behalf. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I release God's blessings on you. Thank you so much for being with us. It's been a year. Hallelujah. And we couldn't do it without you. You always have an opportunity to support what we do financially by sowing a seed, $5, $10, whatever you can, God will multiply it. Amen. Our website is lindajordanministries.com, and you can go to the donation page and securely sow a seed. Amen. Become a partner with us as we continue to be about the Father's business. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Shall we bow our heads, join our hearts, and close out in prayer? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise on tonight, and we come in the name of Yeshua thanking you, Father, for being God, for being in control, for being the author, the finisher of our faith, for being our joy, for being our peace, for being our healer, God, for being our protector, Father, for being our God, hallelujah, for being everything that we need. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We lift up our hearts unto you, O God. We lift up our voice unto you, O God, and we say, have your way in our lives, God. We surrender all unto you, God. Use us for your glory, O God. Let us be instruments, oh God, that people can see your love and your light shining so brightly, oh God, through us, Father. God, we just cover our listeners tonight, Lord God. We thank you for our partners on tonight. We thank you for those that have sown into this ministry, oh God, that it is good soil, reaping a harvest back unto them, a hundredfold return, Lord God. Father, tonight we pray, oh God, for those that are lost in their sins, oh God, those that don't know you, oh God, those that are walking in darkness, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you sent your Son, hallelujah, oh God, that no one would be lost. So tonight, Father, we pray for those that are lost, Lord God, that you would draw them unto you, Lord God, that they would come running. What must I do to be saved, Lord God? We cover them, oh God, until they come to themselves, like the prodigal son came to himself and came running home to the master. We cover, Lord God, marriages on tonight, Father. We pray for those that are single, Lord God, that you would keep them, Father. They, oh God, fall in love with you. Hallelujah. Father, we pray tonight for our children, Lord God, our toddler children, our adolescent children, hallelujah, our young adult children, Father. We pray for this generation, Lord God, and we just thank you, Father, that all are not lost, hallelujah. We thank you for those that are standing on your word, that's living your word, Lord God, and we pray that they will catch on fire to their generation that is still stumbling and walking in darkness. We bind the enemy who comes to kill, comes to destroy, oh God, to take life, Lord God. We thank you that you've come, God, to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Father, we pray for those that are looking for work, oh God, that want to take care of their family, God. We pray for jobs, Lord God. Oh God, we pray for your favor to rest upon those that are diligently seeking work, Lord God. Father, we just pray for this generation of teenagers and young adults who seem to be angry, my God, who seems to be depressed, Lord God, seem to be confused of their identity, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you, oh God, that the chain is broken, Lord God.
Yes.
Break the chain, Lord God, off of their minds. Set the captives free, Lord God. Father, we just thank you for victory in our lives, our children, Lord God. We pray for our country. We pray for the government. Hallelujah. We pray for those in third world countries tonight,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
And we just thank you for breakthrough, 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 my Father.
Thank
oh, God,
God.
That, oh, God, the missionaries, Lord God, that on foreign ground, Lord God, sharing your gospel, God, that, oh, God, you will protect them and keep them. And we thank you for those souls that they are touching. Bless their families. We pray for the body of Christ. We pray, Lord God, for the fivefold tonight, Lord God. We pray for every pastor, my God. We pray for every apostle, every bishop, every evangelist, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, and we cover them tonight that they not compromise, that they not bow to Baal, Lord God, that they will stand flat-footed, Lord God, that they will seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, Lord God, that they don't look at what they see, God, but they live and depend on you, God. We thank you, Lord God, as we pray for that pastor who's right at the brink of throwing in the towel, Lord God. We pray for that church that's on the fringes of shutting down, Lord God. We pray for that first lady that feels that she has no one to lean on, oh God. Father, tonight in the name of Yeshua, we cry out to you, Lord God. We cry out, Lord God, for those that are bathing in drugs and bathing themselves in alcohol and, oh, God, feeling like they have no other way, no other choice. Lord God, we come against it in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord God, that we can pull them out of darkness, Lord God. We come to snatch them out, oh, God, with your word. We come to pull them up with your love. We come to turn them around with your word, Lord God. And we just thank you for the intercessors and the warriors that are on the wall, Lord God, that they will be like Nehemiah and they will come down, my God. Oh, God, being tempted, Lord God, being lured down, Lord God, being tested, oh, God, but not coming down, Lord God. This is the hour that we must be flat-footed. This is the season that we cannot turn down, Lord God. I speak to the body of Christ tonight. I speak to those intercessors and those warriors. I speak to the saints to not be moved and to stand on the promises, not looking at what we see, but knowing what the word of God said. I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I will bless your whole house, and they shall be saved. You are the head and not the tail. You are blessed in the field and not, oh God, lacking. Father, we stand on your word tonight, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you that our country is blessed. We come against
yes.
any type of terrorist attack, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you that the armed forces are able to protect us. They lean and depend on you, God. We cover
yes.
our schools, Lord God. We pray for those, oh God, that's grieving, my God, because of a loved one, Father, that has gone on. Bless them, encourage them, God. Minister, lift up their bowed down heads, God. Oh,
yes,
minister
God.
To them at the level that they need. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. We thank you, oh God, that we trust you, Daddy. Oh God, we may not see you, God, but we trust you, God. We may not understand what you're doing, but we yet trust you, Father. God, we just pray for families that are at each other, oh God, bickering,
yes,
fighting,
God.
Disputing, and God, we pray, oh God, for peace, forgiveness,
yes.
oh God, and restoration to come upon the family, Lord God. We know the enemy comes to destroy. We know the enemy comes to kill, oh God, but you come to bring life, Lord God. So
yes,
we speak life, we speak joy, we speak peace over the families, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for your traveling grace, my God. We thank you for your divine protection, keeping us from danger seen and danger we did not even know was lurking around us. Father, you are good. You are good, and you've good to us, oh God. And we just praise you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. God, we thank you for opening our eyes up to what is celebrated in the world as Halloween, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that we can stand on your word, Lord God, and declare that we are the light of the world. And where there is light, there can be no darkness, Lord God. So let us let our light so shine, my Father, oh God, that those that are in darkness, oh God, will be drawn and want to then see that our Lord is good. Taste and see that you are good. Father, we give you praise on tonight, Lord God. Oh,
yes,
meet every
Lord.
Need, Lord God, of those who are still connected in. Meet every need, Father. Bless, Lord God, our prayer watch. Have it an awesome experience as well as warfare and intercession, God. Bless,
yes.
my Father, as we hit the streets to invite people to the Thanksgiving. How can I say thanks? God, we ask you to meet the need of what is needed for that event. Father, we thank you that you've allowed us to step into the last quarter, my God, of 2015. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us, Lord God, through
yes.
the months down until November, Father. We thank you, Lord God, and we thank you that we will finish the year strong. We will finish the year powerful in you, oh God. Answer every prayer request, oh God. Meet every need of your children's cry, God. And we just thank you that our schools are safe, hallelujah,
yes.
that the buses are safe, Lord God, that the campuses are safe, my God, that theaters are safe, my Father. Oh, God, and I come against any spirit of fear, God, that will keep us from enjoying the world, for the earth is the Lord, and they that dwell in it, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that we can enjoy what you have given us until you return, God. Father, we give you praise, and we just thank you because you do all things well, Lord God. We pray a special blessing on those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. We say by the stripes of Jesus, we say by the blood of Yeshua, you are healed. Thank you, God, for your miraculous healing power flowing even now over those that are sick in their bodies, Lord God. Create new hearts, Lord God. Create new kidneys, my Father. Create new liver, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Build up the skeletal system. Build up, Lord God, the heart, my Father. We thank you, Lord God, for 2020 vision. We thank you for hearing clearly and seeing clearly. We thank you, oh God, that all parts of the body is functioning the way you created. God, heal little Christina, Lord God. Continue to heal her. Continue to heal her. Those, Lord God, that are on the prayer request for healing, God, we bring them before you. We bring them before you tonight, Father. And we thank you, God, that you are the balm in Gilead. We thank you that you are the great physician. And we thank you, God, for healing, for restoring, Lord God. And we give you praise for only what you can do. Father, thank you for being God. Thank you for being in control. Thank you for being everything that we need. And we'll be so careful, Lord God, to give you the praise. Now bless us as we leave broadcast, Lord God. We lay our heads on our pillows to rest in your presence, to rise in the morning, Lord God, giving you praise and commanding today to yield the fruits of your blessings that you have for us is your servant's prayer. We thank you in advance. In Yeshua's name, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless each one of you. Please stay connected with us. Hit us up on Facebook, Linda Jordan Ministries. Hit us up. I am connected. It's kingdom time. Encourage us with something. Hallelujah. Stay connected. We'll be on our Monday night prayer room, and the Facebook and the website will keep you posted and plugged in with what we are doing. God bless you so much. Thank you for allowing a kingdom call to be a part of your life for a year. Amen. For a year. We look forward to connecting with you soon. We love you. God bless you in Jesus' name. I am Elder Jordan, and this is a kingdom call. God bless. Good night, all.
Good night. God bless you.
God bless you.
Night.
Good night.
Thank you.